We're beginning with the first chapter, the first Mishnah. We're on Daf Bet Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah describes that even though we know the reading of the Megillah was instituted by Mordechai Esther, the men of the Great Assembly, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, to be read on the 14th in the open cities, 15th in the walled cities, nonetheless, the rabbis had a tradition that there was potential for the Megillah to be read in other days as well. What does that mean? We will see that if you had small villages, they didn't have someone who knew how to read the Megillah, and they would come into the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays. So the rabbis gave them leniency that they could read the Megillah when they entered the big city. They were doing the big cities a service. They were coming in on the days, Monday and Thursdays, which Ezra instituted. And so the rabbis gave them leniency that they could read the Megillah early. So sometimes it would be on the 11th. Thursday, Purim fell out on a Sunday. And then Thursday would be the closest day to the reading of the Megillah before the reading of the Megillah. And they'd read it on that Thursday, which was the 11th of Adar. Sometimes it would be on the 12th, if Purim fell out on Shabbos, so then Thursday, or if Purim fell out on a Wednesday, then they'd read it the previous Monday, and then that would be the 12th. Sometimes it was the 13th, if Purim fell out on a Tuesday, right, so then on the previous Monday was the 13th, so that's when they read the Megillah. And that's basically what the Mishnah says. Megillah Nikret, the Megillah could be read, the Yud Alef, Yud Bet, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Betetvav, on the 13th, on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th of Adar, lo pachot, not earlier, not less than these days, meaning not less than 11, velo yoter, nor more than 15, into the month of Adar. Kerachinam mukafin choma mimot Yeshua bin Nun, the cities that are walled, that have kerachin, the cities, hamukafin, that are surrounded, choma with a wall, mimot Yeshua bin Nun, from the days of Yeshua bin Nun, korin betetvav, they read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Kefarim v'ayarot gdolot, the small villages and the big cities, so they read on the classical day, they read Korin v'yudalet on the 14th. So how do I get all these other dates? Ela, how do I get the other dates? Shakfarim makdimin liyom haknisa, that the small villages will proceed to the day in which they enter the big cities, which was a Monday or a Thursday. Ketzad hauso, chaliot yudalet basheni, if the 14th of Adar, which is Purim, falls out on a Monday, Kefarim, the villages come in on that day, so they'll read it on that day. Vayarot gdolot, in the big cities, everyone together, korin bo vayom. So they all read on the 14th. What about the walled cities? So we know they have Shushan Purim, the walled cities. It was instituted to commemorate the miracle that in Shushan they could fight the war one more day and they only came to rest on the 15th. So it was instituted that the Jews who lived in cities that were walled from the days of Yeshua bin Nun would read on the 15th because that was the day that Shushan got the rest. So Mukafot Choma, the walled cities, would read the Megillah Lamachar the next day on the 15th. Chaliot Bashlishi Ubarvi, if Purim, the 14th, fell out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, Kefarim Makdimin Liyom HaKnisa, the villages, well, they proceed to the day in which they'd enter the big cities, to the Monday, which would be either the 12th or the 13th, depending if Purim is on the Monday or the Tuesday, right? You guys with me?
A little fast, but I think it's
okay. Vayarot dolot korin bo vayom, and the big cities read on the day of Purim. Umukafot choma lemachar, and the walled cities read it tomorrow. Chaliot b'chamishi, if Purim falls out on a Thursday, kefarim vayarot dolot korin bo vayom. So again, the villages, they're going into the big cities on Thursday anyways, so they read with the big cities on Purim on that day. Umukafot choma lemachar, and the walled cities, they read the next day on Friday. Chaliot erev Shabbat, what if Purim fell out on a Friday? So kfarim makdimin liyom haknisa, the small villages proceed, they go earlier to the day in which they would enter the big cities, to Thursday. So they'll read on the 13th, on Thursday. Vayarot dolot umukafot choma korin bavayom. And here we have an exception. Ordinarily, the mukafot choma, the walled cities, would have to read the following day on Shabbos. Chazal did not want them reading the Megillah on Shabbos. So they said they'll read together with the big cities on Friday, on the regular Purim. When Purim falls out on a Friday, we tell the walled cities, don't read on your regular day on the 15th, because that's Shabbos. We tell them, proceed to the Friday, read together on the Friday. Chaliot b'Shabbat, what if the 14th, the regular Purim, fell out on Shabbos? So then we say, you know what, you big cities, you're not going to read on Shabbos anyways. So instead of going back to Friday, go back with the villages to Thursday. You're not going to read on your classical day anyways. So go back to Thursday. Go back to the day that everyone reads, that the villages will read. So if Chaliot b'Shabbat, if Purim fell out on a Shabbos,
why wouldn't they read on Shabbos?
Excellent question. The Gemara is going to ask that. The Gemara will explain. Kefarim v'ayrot gedolot makdimin v'korin liyom haknisa. So the villages and the big cities, they already skip back to the Thursday. Once they're not reading on their classical day, so they go back to the Thursday. V'ayrot. Where are we? Umukafot chumah lemachav. And the walled cities, well, they'll read on a Sunday. Chaliot achar haShabbat. If Purim fell out on a Sunday, kfarim makdimin liyom haknisa. The villages go back to Thursday, which is the 11th. Vayirot dolot kvin bovayom. The big cities, well, they'll read on that day, on Sunday. Umukafot chumah lemachav. And the walled cities read it tomorrow on Monday. They read it on the 15th, their classical day. So what the Mishnah basically told us is that the small villages proceed to the day, the day of market day, Monday and Thursday, which was also the day that the courts convened. Ezra instituted that would be market day. Everyone would come into town on the days the markets convened, and the days the courts convened. And if these villages maintained Ezra's institution, so the rabbis gave them a privilege that they wouldn't have to come into the big cities a second time. They could read the Megillah on their market day, and if they came in on Monday and Purim was on Tuesday or Wednesday, they could read it on Monday. They'd have someone read it for them on Monday. If they came in on Thursday and Purim was on Friday, Shabbos or Sunday, someone would read it for them on Thursday. That's all the Mishnah said. The Mishnah also told us that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, so then we say, you big cities, you're not going to read it on Shabbos anyways, so you also go back to market day together with the villages. And if Purim fell out on Friday, so then we know the walled cities are supposed to read it the next day on Shabbos. They can't read it on Shabbos, so they don't go back to market day. They go back to Friday together with the regular cities. Why will be discussed in the Gemara.
Why can't they read the Megillah in their towns?
They didn't have someone who knew how to read the Megillah. That's the understanding we're going to go with. Them. Simple understanding. They couldn't. They just didn't have anyone who could read it for them.
They fill the mitzvah by doing one of these days that go around. They didn't have to do it on.
Well, they couldn't just pick and choose the day. They had to do it on the day the rabbis instituted. The rabbi said you could do it on market day. They couldn't just choose any of these days.
Depending on when they were in the town, that's the day they had to choose. But
well, provided that they fulfilled Ezra's institution. We're going to see that this was a privilege the rabbis gave them because they went with Ezra's institution. Ezra said, I want you to come in on market day on the day that the courts convene. If the villages obeyed Ezra's institution, they were entitled to this privilege of having this privilege of reading, having their own private reading on the day that worked for them within these dates. Okay, Rashi, do you want to do it together or you guys will do it on your own? Do it together? Okay. Megillah nikret b'yud alef v'chulu. So Rashi explains, don't think it's read on all of these dates. Pamim b'zeh u'pamim b'zeh. Sometimes on this date, sometimes on that date. Ulekaman, and later on, mefaresh v'azil. The Tana of the Mishnah will explain and go on. Lo pachot.
Continue to explain?
Yeah. Lo pachot v'lo yoter, not less and not more. Lo pachot miyud alef, not less than 11 days into the month of Adar. V'lo yoter mititvav, and not more than 15 into the month of Adar. Don't think, ordinarily we mean not less and not more, so that means, but you have all 5 dates, right? 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. No, you don't have all 5 dates. It's on the dates the rabbis instituted. When I say not less and not more, I mean not less than the 11th and not more than the 15th. That's not usually the way you express earlier or later, less and more. So Rashi says that the Tana meant not less than 11 days into the month, not more than 15 days into the month. It's a funny way of expressing it, but that's what he meant. Cities that were walled mean Mot Yoshua from the days of Yoshua Binun. The Gemara Mefaresh La, the Gemara will explain what that means. Ela shekfarim makdimin liyom haknisa. What does it mean, ela, but the villages, they proceed to the market day? So it means like this. I just explained to you in the Mishnah that the big cities read on the 14th. The walled cities read on the 15th. So how do you get all these other dates? But I'll tell you how you get all the other dates. That's what the ela is doing in the Mishnah. It says, ela, but The villages, they're the ones that proceed to market day. What the Mishnah is doing is the Mishnah is addressing an unspoken question. How'd you get the other dates? If everything boils down to the 14th for the regular cities, 15th for the walled cities, well, how'd you get the other dates? But, no. There's more to be said. The villages, they can proceed to market day. That's what Rashi explains. But that the villages proceed to the day that they enter the city for market day, klomal, as if to say, being that the walled cities read on the 15th, cities that are not walled read on the 14th. We've encompassed everything, walled and not walled. What else is there? Beyond this, how do you find a case where you'll read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th? Ela, but you want to know how? Shakfarim, the villages, natenu lahen chachamim reshut leakdim kriyata liyom haknisa. The rabbis gave them permission to precede the reading of the Megillah to the day that they enter the big cities. Yom sheni b'shabbat, the Monday, shelitnei yudalid, that precedes the 14th of Adar, O Hamishi b'Shabbat, or the Thursday, Shehu Yom Knisa, that these are the days that they'd enter, Shakfarim mitkansin la'ayarot lemishpat, the villages would gather in the big cities for judgment, lefi shebatei dinim yoshevin ba'ayarot b'sheni u'b'chamishi k'takanat Ezra, because in the big cities, the courts would convene on Monday and Thursday as per Ezra's institution. V'akfarim enan b'kin likrot, and the villages, they weren't masters, they didn't really know how to read well. They need someone from the city to read it for them. And the rabbis didn't toil them, didn't burden them to delay and come back into the city on the 14th. Sometimes the day they'd enter the big cities was on the 13th, sometimes on the 11th. So the rabbis didn't make them do a special trip just to hear the Megillah being read. The rabbi said, it's enough, you're fulfilling Ezra's institution, you're coming in on the days that the courts convene, so we will we'll let you read it on the days you came in anyway.
Why did they come into the cities and courts?
Rashi says they came in for the courts. Let's wait till we see the Gemara, it'll be a little bit clearer. Okay? Chal arba asa liot be'erev Shabbat. If the 14th falls out on a Friday, ayarot mukafin choma korin bo vayom, the big cities and the walled cities, they all read on Friday. And we notice that that's unusual, because the walled cities are supposed to be on Shabbos, and the non-walled cities are supposed to be on Friday. So what do we say? Yeah, but they don't read it on Shabbos. So we push them back to Friday, so everyone reads on the same day. The villages will go back to Thursday. You guys with me?
So we're saying in a year, the Purim falls on Shabbos, where the villagers would go on Friday, and within the walled city they do on Shabbos. In order for everyone to be able to do it, they push it back.
Ruben's going to explain that.
So villages, they would come in, if the 15th was on Shabbat, so the 15th people that would normally hear the villa run on Shabbat, they go back to the 14th, which is the day for the other people that are in the walled cities. But the villagers, since they're coming into the city for other reasons during different times, the rabbis give them those times, like Thursday and Monday. So they would have to come in on Friday. So they might come in Thursday for a court hearing or whatever, I don't know exactly. They don't have to come back on Friday to hear it again with the rest of the people from the walled city that are hearing it on Friday because it's Shabbat.
Excellent. I'm glad I let you explain. I couldn't have done such a good job. Clear? Yeah. He was very clear. Yeah. So Rashi explains, why can't we read it on Shabbos? What's wrong? You're reading Torah. So Rashi says like this. We said, Chal arba'asa, liyot be'erev Shabbat, if the 14th falls out on Friday, ayarot umukafin choma korin bavayom. So then we say not only do the cities read on the 14th on Friday, but the walled cities that should technically read on the 15th on Shabbos, they also read on Friday. She'en kriyatam gila b'Shabbat, that we do not permit the reading of the Megillah on Shabbos, gezera shema yitelena b'yado. That's a rabbinic institution. We are concerned that a person might come to take the Megillah in his hand and carry it through the public domain. Well, he's thinking, I'm doing a mitzvah. I got to go read the Megillah. And I'll end up carrying the Megillah, doing a biblical prohibition on Shabbos. So the rabbi said, no reading of the Megillah on Shabbos. V'im tomar yachru amukafin adachar Shabbat. He'll say, v'im tomar, and if you say, if you question, let the walled cities be delayed till after Shabbos, let them read it on Sunday. Havelet etzayim. Then they'll end up reading on what day? On the 16th. And the verse says it was instituted that the Megillah will be read on these days and it shall not pass. And the Talmud will explain that those words are understood to mean you cannot read beyond these days. No going past the 15th. So we can't let them read on Sundays, so we push them back to Friday. Chaliot achar Shabbat, if the 14th fell out on Sunday, the villages proceed to the day that they would enter the big cities, to Thursday. So if the 14th is on Sunday, the 13th is Shabbos, the 12th is Friday, and the 11th is Thursday. So then you end up with the 11th. That's the way that the Mishnah said that you could have the Megillah read on the 11th. And beyond this, you cannot have market day being earlier than the 11th, before Purim. Why? Because you'll never go from Monday back to Thursday. Meaning the greatest distance you have is from Sunday going back to Thursday. Right? Then you're going back Sunday, Shabbos, Friday to Thursday. You're going back 3 days from the 14th to the 11th. But if it falls out on a Tuesday or Wednesday, you're only going back 1 or 2 days. If it falls out on a Friday or a Shabbos, you're only going back 1 or 2 days. So how could you end up going back 3 days? The maximum you'll go back is if it falls out on a Sunday. Because you won't go from Monday back to Thursday. That's how you would have 4 days, but we don't have that. So that's what Rashi says. We don't go back and say, well, if Purim falls out on Monday, we'll go back to Thursday. That we don't do. Purim's on market day, so that's the day they'll come in and read the Megillah.
So why go all the way back to Thursday for the religious? Why not just come in on Monday with the 15th people?
So that's a good question. Let's see if we see the answer as we learn the Gemara. Bear it in mind as we learn the Gemara. Okay, are we going to start the Gemara or pause here tonight?
I'll go for another 5 minutes.
Okay. Why not? Every minute counts. Megillah nikret beyudalef minalan. We said in the Mishnah the Megillah can be read on the 11th. Minalan. It's two words. Mina lan. Where did we get that from? Mina from where? Lan to us. Where did we get that from? The Gemara says, what do you mean mina lan? Where did we get that from? Kidbin elameim ala kaman. Like we were going to tell you later on. Chachamim ekilu ala kfarim. Liyot makdimin liyom haknisa. The rabbis made it easier on the villagers to allow them to be makdimin, to proceed liyom haknisa, to the day that they would enter the big cities. Kidei sheyisapku maimu mazon lachem shebakrachim. So that they supply their brothers in the city with water and food. When they come in on market day, they're selling their wares. They're supplying everyone with all the goods they've been growing out in the villages. So the rabbis were lenient on them so that they could support them with the foods and wares that they were going to sell. So that's where we get it from. What do you mean, where'd we get it from? It's a rabbinic institution to allow them to proceed. So what do you ask me, where'd we get it from? That's the rabbinic institution. Anan hachi kamrinam. The Gemara says, we meant to ask like this. Michdi, let's analyze this. Kulu anshei knesta gdolat takninu. All these dates must have been instituted by the men of the great assembly who instituted Purim altogether. The isa kadaitach. For if you thought, if you think, anshei knesset hagdolat, yudalet v'tetvav tikun, that the men of the great assembly only instituted the 14th and 15th. If you would think that they did not institute all these other potential dates, atu rabanan v'akri takanta detakino anshei knesset agdola. This is read in question form. The rabbis would come and uproot an institution that the men of the great assembly instituted. Would such a thing happen? It must be that the men of the great assembly instituted all these dates. Because if they did not, would the rabbis come and uproot an institution of the men of the great assembly? V'hatnan. But we learned in the Mishnah, one court cannot undo the words of his fellow court. אלא אם כן גדול ממנו בחוכמה ובמניין. Unless he is greater than them in wisdom and in numbers. And we know that since the men of the great assembly, there was no court who was greater in wisdom and in numbers. So it cannot be that a later court would change the institution of the men of the great assembly. It must be that when the men of the great assembly instituted Purim, they instituted this clause together with Purim, that one may read the Megillah not only on the 14th and 15th, which were their classical institutions, but also on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So the Gemara says, Ela pshita, but it's obvious, Kulu anshei knesta gdola tzakimu. All these dates were instituted by the men of the great assembly. Well, if they instituted the alternate dates as well, not only the 14th and 15th, what they wrote in the Megillah is 14 and 15. So if they instituted the alternate dates, then hey chavamiza, where did they elude this concept? They must have put some allusion in the Megillah to the concept that they're permitting the villages to proceed. Because in the Megillah, at first glance, all it says is read on the 14th and 15th. And if that were all they instituted, then no rabbi, no court would go against their institution. We will see that they were overseeing the writing of the Megillah. They were partners with Mordechai and Esther in the writing of the Megillah. So, hey charamiza, where do we have a remez, an allusion to this in the Megillah? Amar Rav Shemen Baraba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Shemen Baraba said in the name of Rav Yochanan, who was chief rabbi of Israel and composed the Jerusalem Talmud. Amar Kra, the verse says in the Megillah, they accepted, they instituted, lekayem, to uphold, et yemei hapurim ha'ele, these days of Purim, the 14th and 15th, bizmanehem, in their respective times. Why does it say in their respective times? It says they upheld the days, these days of Purim. Why does it add the word in their respective times, multiple? Zmanim harbet tiknu lehem, to indicate that they instituted many days, not just the 14th and 15th. The Gemara asks, Hai mi baile legufe, what do you mean? I need that word for itself. That word itself teaches me that the 14th and 15th were accepted to be fulfilled in their respective times. In kein lemakra zman. If that's all the verse meant to say, it should have said they upheld the days of Purim on time. What does it mean in their respective times? My zmanehim, zmanim tuva. It means many times. Vakati, but still, mi baile, I still needed to say in their respective times to teach me that when they instituted the 14th and 15th, they weren't saying everyone could do either the 14th or 15th, you have one of these 2 days. No. That's where I derive from this word that says in their respective times, from that word I learned, Vakati mi baile, I still needed to say in their respective times to teach me, Zimano shel ze, lo kizmano shel ze, that each one has a separate time. The times of the walled city is not the time of the non-walled city. If I didn't have that pasuk, I would understand the rabbis instituted 2 days. You choose which day you keep. How do I know that they instituted a day for this and a day for that? Because it says bizmanehem in their respective times. In Cain, so the Gemara says, if that were all the verse were coming to teach me, it should have said, Bizmanam, Leimakra Zmanam. The verse should have said, to fulfill the days of Purim, to uphold the days, these days of Purim, Bizmanam, in their times. And then I'd understand, each one has its own time. Why my Zmanehem? Why does the verse add the Zmanehem? Their times, their respective times. I could have understood if it would have just said Zmanam. This was into Hebrew grammar, which is hard to translate.
Isn't Zmanam Zman Shelhem?
Great.
Zmanehem is Zmanim Shelhem.
Excellent. You got a great Chavrusa here. You want to explain what you just said?
Because Zman is singular. And then it's their singular time.
Which is what we want to say. That teaches me that each one has a singular time.
Zmanehem would be zmani, which means their time. I don't have a word like that.
Right. There are multiple times. That's also respective. So that doesn't work. Why did the Megillah choose a word like that? To teach me that there are more times. My imken lemakra zmanam. Then the verse should have said in their time. My zmanehem. What does it mean in their times? Shamit mina kulu. From here I derive all of it. I derive what you said, that each one has its own set time. I also derive that there are more times than the initial time. So the Talmud says, wait a second, maybe this is a Pandora's box. If so, emas manim tuba. So maybe you have many times, all month long. Maybe all year long. How do you know how to limit it? So maybe you have many times. Says the Gemara, zmanehin dumya dizmanam. We say when the verse incorporated their multiple times, it is similar to their set times. Just like what's their set time? 2 days? 14th and 15th? So too, and the verse said their times. It's coming to say multiple of that. Another two. Excellent. The man's on the ball. He says he's tired. Okay, says the Gemara. Mazmanam trei, avzmanehim trei. Just like their time is really two, the 14th and the 15th, each one has its time. So to zmanehim, their respective times and multiple is another two. So the Gemara now is going to have to work that out. So the Gemara says, v'ema treisavet leisav. So let's say it's the 12th and 13th. And he correctly pointed out, we're short the 11th. Kedama Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, like Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak is going to teach us soon. Yud gimel zman kila lakoli velo tzarich lerebuye. The 13th, I don't need a verse to tell me I could read the Megillah on the 13th. The second the verse indicates to me I am permitted to read the Megillah on a date other than the 14th and 15th, I know the 13th off the bat. Because the 13th was the day we won the war. They instituted firm on the day we rested. But you know what? The 13th was the day of the great miracle. That was the day that God actually saved us. So I don't need a verse to tell me that I could read the Megillah on the 13th. That is the day of the miracle. That was Zman Kila Lakoli. That was the day everyone gathered. Ve'lo tzarich lerebuye. Rav Yitzchak is going to say it with regard to another thing. Hachanami, but here too we could apply Rav Yitzchak's logic and say, Yud Gimel, the 13th, Zman Kila Lakoli, was the day they all gathered to fight the war, and now is the day of the miracle, ve'lo tzarich lerebuye, and I don't need a pasuk to encompass it, to include it. Ve'ema shitzal v'shivzal, so maybe it's telling me you could read the Megillah on the 16th and 17th, how do you know to go back, maybe go forward? Ve'lo yavoktiv, the verse says, and it shall not pass, and we understand that to mean you do not pass that day. We're familiar with this concept already from Rashi on the Mishnah, so from here we know it cannot be beyond the 14th and 15th. So we have to add two more days. We don't need a pasuk for the 13th. What 2 days will we add? The 11th and the 12th. This stems from Zmanehim. And that brings us to the conclusion of today's learning. You guys are welcome to fill in Rashi. It's not easy Rashis. You want to wait for me for tomorrow night? We'll do it together tomorrow night, Bezrat Hashem. And Bezrat Hashem will continue from here. You should just realize that this, the first page of Megillah, is exceptionally hard. I mean, you see, it's like very, very technical. After we pass this, we'll have a few pages which are easier. Then we'll have two or three pages that are hard, and then the rest of the stuff is easy. So we're just grin and bear. We're getting it.